inside chatter for chilled matters. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Steve Stevenson, we have a great show planned for you today because we have a great prompt. It's a prompt.
Oh.
Bwam, 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 prompt. Bwam, bwam, bwam. Okay, the prompt is...
Good stuff.
Ever had a friend do blank that ended the friendship? You've ever had a friend do blank, they did something, they said something that ended the friendship, and it was really funny in retrospect.
Oh,
or maybe
funny.
Not funny.
Oh.
Did you not write down funny ones?
I wrote down some really sad ones.
Read them, let's hear them.
Okay. Got my other friend pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That was interesting.
I want to hear details.
No. I don't want to relive that moment.
You can't bring that up and not give details.
I just had one friend that was friends with.
Did this actually happen?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I had two friends, and they were I was friends with them before they started, you know, dating or whatever it was, and then they ended up, you know, one got pregnant and
they were having sexual intercourse.
Yeah, and then the one got real weird, and as soon as he found out that it was like, you know, like it didn't like, you know, like
I'm not following this at all.
The pregnancy like was
oh, it was not real?
It was real. But it wasn't.
It was she didn't have the baby.
Yeah,
it died.
Yeah, that.
It died inside of her.
I can't. The,
and it
the
passed
term,
in her stool.
Miscarriage.
Miscarriage.
That's the word. It was like
God damn.
It was like a month later, and he got real weird, and then he dumped her. And
that's weird.
So that ruined that.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That is a sad one. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, told you they weren't good.
God damn.
The next one's good.
Okay.
The next one's not bad. Actually, the next two are pretty decent.
Okay.
And then I had a friend who invited me to his birthday party. This was like maybe fifth or sixth grade.
Okay.
So he invites me to his birthday party, and I get my dad to give me a ride to his house, which isn't very far from my house at the time. And so the day of the birthday party, I call him to make sure it's his house. No answer. I go up to the house that I think is his, no answer, to find out that it was the house that he lived in, and he just kind of fucked me.
He fucked you?
No.
I said that so. He fucked you?
Where did he fuck
you? Where did he fuck you?
In the brain.
In the heart.
In the heart. Yeah.
Sounds like a terrible USA show.
Yeah, he's just being a total douche.
Damn.
So I was like, you know what, I'll need you.
Yeah,
and then
good for you.
And then I had another friend who stole a shirt of mine.
From you?
From me, stole a shirt.
God damn.
It said, it had two arrows on it. One arrow was pointing to my head, which said the myth, and the other was pointing to my goods, my genitalia, that said the legend.
I like that.
He stole it. I never forgave him for it.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Fucking dick. All right, what else?
That was it.
That was it?
That's all I had.
I have one story, and I don't know if it's funny or not, but I told you this story. It was senior year. I had a roommate in college.
Oh, okay.
And the kid was the dumbest kid I've ever known.
Oh, yeah.
The dumbest kid I've ever known. And I told you this story.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out he was gay. Or at least he thought he was gay. I'm not really sure what the situation there was. But I kind of, you know, he was really worried about my reaction. And I was like, look, I'm fine. It's okay. The only thing I kind of requested of him was, hey, look, like, I don't really feel like I want you to have sex with another dude in this apartment because I'm really uncomfortable with it. Because it's an apartment for four people, two people to a room. And I'm, like, in the other room, but I still don't want to hear, like, dudes banging in the other room. Like, it's my house. It's my personal space. That's my personal preference. So I told him, and he was like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. So he agreed to it. And then, like, a week later, he's banging a dude in the other room. And I'm like, damn it, Doug. I specifically asked you not to do that. And then he, like, took it. He was like, you're oppressing me, man. Like, he seriously thought I was, like, discriminating against him. He called it discriminating on. He was like, Bud's discriminating on me. It's like, I don't think that's how that. But yeah, he left. He left the apartment, and I haven't talked to him since.
Huh.
I assume he's very happy fucking his male compatriot. much like they did in communist Russia. Compatriot, come here. Pull down your pants.
Come you not. Cosmonaut? Get it?
I like that. You go into space. We rape you. We rape you when you come back. You come back from space. You pull down your pants. We rape you. It's that simple. Take this vodka. Take this vodka and drink it. Drink it all before we rape you.
Fair.
Why are the Russians such rapists? I think that's wrong.
What, give me examples?
Well, just in that last bit I was doing on my own.
They were rapey.
All rapists.
They were rapey.
Yeah. That's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
When you can indict an entire nation for rape. That's all we do. We rape. We rape the snow.
Number one export.
Number two alcohol. Number one rape. We rape you.
No oppressions. Number one.
Right. Mm. Right. It's a very sad country. There's a lot of sadness in Russia. Yeah. Russia is such a sad country.
Yeah.
So sad.
And cold.
It's sad. Yeah, it's just sad thinking about it.
Yeah.
Fucking Russia. Sad. Sad. It's very sad.
But they do have Anna Kournikova. She's cute.
Who's that?
She's a tennis player.
Really?
Yeah.
You can play tennis in Russia? I thought that was outlawed.
I think they invented it.
The Kremlin! They invented tennis?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
And spaghetti.
Wow, spaghetti?
Yeah.
No kidding.
True.
No fooling? You ain't jiving me? That's not a thing people say, but yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And Tetris.
Oh, yeah, Tetris.
Tetris, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I lied about spaghetti. I have to get that off my conscience. I don't know where spaghetti came from. I think it was China. Seriously. They were the first.
China.
Chinese food sounds good.
Chinese food does sound good. We should get some.
Yeah.
We could do it.
We could.
We could do it, Steve.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
See.
What were we talking about?
Friends.
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 Friends and how they betray you or how you end... friendship.
Yeah, it's a sad day.
It is a sad day. I think, like, depending on how close the friend is to you, you can completely, like, it almost feels like a death or like a breakup or something. It's painful.
It's horrible.
It's painful. And sometimes it's like, I don't know. I mean, you can really, really just care about a person and then just have them not.
It's true.
Yeah. It's weird.
One day they just wake up and like, I don't want to be friends.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
I've had people where I'm like, I really don't care about you. I'm sorry. I really just don't care about you anymore. And I have to be that like high school dick who's like, yeah, man, we're going to hang out at my parents. It's going to be awesome. And then like all in front of his friends, he's like, fuck that nerd. Oh. You know, that was what pissed me off about my high school. That was my high school in a nutshell.
Man.
It was always like these jocks who were like, yeah, you're so cool, man. And then they'd go off to their friends and be like, that dude's lame. He's real lame.
Huh.
And it caused a lot of trauma.
Really? Aw, I'm your friend, bud.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah. Anyway. So Chinese food.
Yes.
Chinese food.
I've been eating all day.
Have you?
Yeah, I went to lunch with you.
Yeah.
Then I came home, and my mom came home with like a box of subs. It was really weird.
That's awesome.
So I ate like a sub.
Yeah.
At like 4.
There is nothing better than a box of subs.
It was a box of
a box.
Subs.
How many subs were in a box?
There was like 6.
6 subs?
They were from Tickles.
Tickles?
Tickles Deli.
That's the gayest name for a deli. Tickles!
Tickles!
Who wants
it's like a cat.
Tickling.
Pet Tickles. Mr. Tickles!
Mr. Tickles! Mr. Tickles, get the bologna out of your mouth!
They're going to have to put Mr. Tickles down. He's got a case of the Mondays.
Mr. Tickles got hit by a subway!
He was hanging out with those dirty alley cats again. Wrong rough crowd. Went down a room.
I told him not to get into drugs, but Mr. Tickles did listen.
He caught the fifth.
Mr. Tickles.
He was into catnip. promiscuous sex, which led to the fib.
That's the greatest. Mr. Tickles.
Mr. Tickles lived a sad life.
I have a buddy who I went down to Philadelphia.
Good story starts off with we went to Philadelphia.
It's true. We went to Philadelphia, and we're staying at my one buddy's place, and he goes to the guy's cat, and the guy's cat was named like Doris or some shit. Like I don't even remember. And the cat comes up and he goes, "Come here, Professor Meowmers." I said, "Did you just call that cat Professor Meowmers?" He said, "Yeah, what's wrong with that?" And I said, "Are you kidding me? What's wrong with that? A lot of things, mister."
What do you call it for short? Meows? Meows?
Pee meows?
Mers?
Mr. Meows?
Professor?
He'd correct you. It's it's Professor.
He's got a PhD in cuddling.
That's great. But yeah, that's
and a minor in pissing on my rug.
Yeah. And to this day, that friend claims it was like, I was kidding the whole time. And I'm like, you were not kidding. You said just off the cuff, out of nowhere, Professor Meowmers. You had that. That's worse than Mr. Tickles. Professor Meowmers is worse than Mr. Tickles. I am making that statement here and now. You heard it here first. It's a Fireside Chatter exclusive.
Exclusive? You won't hear it anywhere else?
No.
Breaking news. That's another thing. Totally off subject.
No,
but what's
please,
with all the naming
please.
Of the winter storms now? Before it was just a blizzard.
Right.
Now it's Storm Jonathan.
Here comes Jonathan. He's really mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just destroyed 5 blocks worth of homes.
Came in from Canada. Now he's fucking up North Dakota.
Right.
You know?
God damn. Yeah. Let's not humanize them.
Yeah. Why are we doing that?
We should call people like Harvey Weinstein Storm.
We should, we should name him a hurricane.
Right.
That's, you know.
Hurricane Steen.
Well, there was a hurricane, Harvey.
Really? Oh, yeah, there was.
Did fuck shit up.
There was.
Wasn't it a really bad
We'll call him Hurricane Fat Piece of Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rapist Pig.
Yes.
Hurricane Rapist Pig.
Or
seems
start
to
naming
be
diseases
in.
After them. Like horrible diseases.
Oh, that'd
diseases.
Be great.
Because then they'll be forever remembered. If they're going to be remembered for something, it
yes.
should be for,
for
what
rape
they did.
And disease.
Yeah. But then again, if you're a good person that catches the Harvey Weinstein disease, which is like a crippling, like blind, whatever disease,
right.
That's not fair.
That isn't
I
fair.
Take it back.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Yeah. Maybe like minor level rape, like we'll call it like. Louis C.K. We'll call it
like he didn't touch
Louis
anybody.
C.K.
He just made him feel very uncomfortable.
Right, right. Because you could just picture that being an episode of Louis, like, can I masturbate in front of you?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
the girl being like, I guess. And him being like, oh, okay. This is okay?
You sure?
I hate Louis C.K.
Really?
I think he's funny sometimes, but I think he's arrogant. Like, he's got that face that's so, like, pitiful.
Well, his career's ruined.
Oh, yeah. But he's just got a pitiful face, but he's still an asshole. It's like, you don't have any right to be an asshole. You should be, like, fun-loving.
He did write Pootie Tang.
He wrote Pootie Tang?
He wrote, directed, and was in the movie.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I didn't know that at all.
You like that movie?
Pootie Tang? I've never seen it.
You've never seen Pootie Tang?
I know Pootie Tang. I've never seen Pootie Tang.
Oh, Pootie Tang. You gotta watch Pootie Tang. You know how like they tell you to watch like The Wizard of Oz, but like listen to Pink Floyd while you do it.
Right.
You should listen to The Chronic and then watch.
Oh my
Pootie
dear
Tang.
Lord!
It's like
do they match up?
I don't know, but I feel like we could discover something.
I'm in it. I'm all for it. I'm 100%. Anytime you mention Dr. Dre, I'm in. Except for the part where he throws me down a flight of stairs.
Was that in the movie? Or did he?
No, because he's a producer, so he was like, "Don't put that shit in there. Don't talk about my real life."
Even though this movie's about my real life.
Oh, Dr. Dre, you abusive son of a bitch! You abusive little scamp! time's up.
You slapped that taste right out of your mouth. Isn't that a line of his?
Probably.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night I get in some shit.
Is it?
Yeah. being arrested for abuse, sir.
Yeah. He's a billionaire now.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yes, he is. He'd make bail.
Yeah.
He'd bail out of there.
He'd buy his own country.
Buddy Snoop.
Snoop.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Smoke weed.
When you're
every
a billionaire,
day.
What types of drugs would you do?
Well, they are just smoke weed anyway. if you're a billionaire, cocaine, I would say, is the.
Okay, but I feel like you're not just a poor millionaire. You're a billionaire. Like you.
That's true.
You could invent your own drugs.
You could invent your own drugs.
Yeah.
Maybe like, what are the things that make you go flashy in the eyes? You know those things like party drug type shit.
Molly,
like LSD, yeah, Molly or like LSD or like weird shit. I would say,
oh.
I'd say you'd get into some weird shit if you were like really like rich.
I feel like they would just like burn dollar bills into like dust and then snort the dust.
Oh, yes, I could see that.
I feel like it wouldn't work for poor people, just rich people.
Yeah, just rich people.
Money is the drug itself.
Right. Yeah. That's so deep. Mm. I want to make that movie. Mm. I want to make that artsy.
DiCaprio will star.
Yeah. I could see it. Yeah. I could see it. De Niro.
Sounds like a snack.
De Niro's. They're good. They're real good.
Better than Oreos.
Do you think they're better, Fokker? Do you think they're better? De Niro's. That's great.
Just little.
It's just
pieces.
His face.
Yeah, with the mold. The mold
spit
would be
into
like a
lemon.
Chocolate bit, though.
Here we are. Yeah. You gonna eat me, or am I gonna have to eat you?
Or there'll be like different faces of all the movies he was in, like Travis Bickle,
Raging Bull with a.
That'd be great. This is the face.
Yes. Though. Yes. The dirty grandpa is just an old penis. What do you think?
I like it.
It's my penis. Jack Nicholson is another one I want to add to the perv pool, by the way. Because you know Jack's diddled in something.
I feel like Jack, yeah. But I also feel like he was like, I don't know,
My face has been in so much cooch, I can't even tell ya. What age this girl was, or when I had sex with this girl.
Couldn't handle the truth.
Yeah. You accuse me? That's what he would say. You accuse me? In his sunglasses at like a baseball game. I don't do movies anymore. I wanted to retire. You people dragged me back into it. You couldn't let me die.
In peace. No, I had to do The Shining too.
He's a character in and of himself. What if he's just a normal guy? What if Jack Nicholson is actually like, hey, how you doing? I'm Jack Nicholson. But like in public, it's like,
I don't know if he's like that in public.
I'm a little crazy.
I think he just gets mad. Like, you ever see the video where he's walking out of like the Oscars or something and somebody's following him with a camera and he starts like, get that fucking camera out of my face.
No, that's funny.
And he's with like, what's his name? Dennis Hopper and like,
oh, really?
Yeah, somebody else. And they're just walking out. He's like, get that fucking camera out of my face.
That's great.
He's like smoking a cigarette.
You could hear him say it, too. Get that fucking camera out of my face. You motherfucker.
Skull fuck your children.
And I won't even blink doing it.
Because I have sunglasses, you couldn't see it.
Jack, no.
I've had so much plastic surgery that I can't blink. I carry a water bottle. I can't even do his voice.
He's tough. Yeah. He's a little tough because he's not in movies anymore. He's gonna
I'll
be
bash
like,
your brains.
You ever hear about like you know how your parents always talk about like oh Cary Grant?
No, my parents are
Sean Connery. I don't know, maybe grandparents at this point, but like my parents would always talk about.
My
like,
grandma does have the hots for Sean Connery, and
really?
I tried to tell her about the whole you know he'd like
slap a bitch.
Yeah.
I say open palm slap to the face. That's what you need, Barbara Walters. Slap.
Barbara
to the
Walters,
fish.
I could see
to the fish.
On the perv pool.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Hey, if it could happen to Matt Lauer, it could happen to Barbara Walters.
I agree.
What about Oprah?
Oh, that'd be scary. She'd be like, all right, so you're against black people and rich women? And you'd be like, oh, shit. She's going to blackmail me.
You got me there, Oprah.
She's going to blackmail me. Get it? Do you get that joke?
Oh, man.
Do you get it, man? Do you get
it? I'm afraid to say yes.
She's black.
God damn it. Really?
Oprah?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. They just pulling my leg.
It's like a white woman. Some like fucking trailer trash.
It was Martha Stewart the whole time. It's like a Scooby-Doo mystery.
I would have gotten away with it too.
Back to prison. I'd like to see like a series of like, you know, like when Oprah went to prison, like a mini like comedy series.
You mean when Martha Stewart went to prison?
Yeah, like her time in prison.
I could see Oprah being in prison too. But yeah. Oh, absolutely. That'd be great.
Yeah.
No one's done that though.
Yeah. And just maybe have Martha Stewart, because she's cool with it. Like she likes to make
fun. She's like, yeah, it's my anklet.
She could be like an actress in it. Like,
yes.
Like a small character that's not her.
Right.
Just have a young,
or she could be her.
Or she could
she
be herself.
She wanted to play herself.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, she doesn't age.
She like, it's kind of like Oz, except with Martha Stewart. Or like The Shawshank Redemption, except with Martha Stewart. Martha was a strong one. Feisty, but she knew a lot about the world and how to shield herself from the pain and the suffering. I knew this as I raped her in the ass.
Whoa.
Did you ever watch Cooking with Snoop and Martha?
I did.
What's that show? It's like a, is it a show?
Yeah, it's a cooking show.
Yeah.
They like cook in front of an audience.
Snoop's like, throw a little bit of this shit in there.
Right, right. And everybody's like, what?
All the Martha Stewart fans are like, whoa.
Right.
And all the Snoop Dogg.
This is so urban. And all the Snoop Dogg
fans
are
all
like,
hip. Happening.
That's like the stupidest mashup ever. And it worked. The stupidest mashup.
Not to be racist, ever. But like, what if they made like fried chicken and like watermelon?
Right.
Like stereotypical stuff.
Right, right. Exactly.
Like, do you think they'd get backlash? Or do
I think they should do like the reverse too, and do like white bread
and mayonnaise,
mashed potatoes, milk, all this white honky bullshit, honky food, the honky food episode,
meatloaf,
cheese, just white cheese, very white cheese,
like so white it's like
you
looks
can't
like glue.
Even yeah yeah. Yeah, they can have glue, like the glue you used to eat as a kid.
I could see that.
It's legit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were we talking about? Friends.
Yeah. Friends. Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
It's true. It's a great moral. I think we can cut it off there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been Fireside Chatter. I think we've gained a lot tonight, Steve.
Or lost a lot.
Lost a lot, probably. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Good night, everybody.